Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Sunday Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He got us up and twitching this morning, and thanks to everyone for calling and texting and email.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, January 17th.
Thank you to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
He wouldn't be my first choice.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for insulting Dustin.
Where can I get a Shirzy?
Shirzy. That's the word I don't like.
Shirzy, it's a word.
I know. I said it's a word I don't like. And Marshall Harris is here. Marshall! And he's with Dan Bernstein.
I don't believe a word that comes out of that guy's mouth.
Yeah. Good policy, oh, wow. I think.
Wait. Did you say that about Brian Kelly?
That was Brian Kelly.
Yeah. Did you hear Brian Kelly yesterday?
No.
He talked to CBS. It was hilarious. He basically said that he was supporting Notre Dame in the game because he recruited a lot of the players on offense and defense.
Yeah.
And then he said that the idea that he left because he couldn't win a championship.
He said it!
They had the quote in the story, and he said that was misinterpreted by both fans and media. What he meant was that he needed a new challenge. Everyone knew that.
No, that's not what he said.
He said he
he said he had the resources.
So, Mullins, does that mean you will not be getting a Shirzy of that head coach? Is that what
Shirzy's of any kind.
Two unrelated. The Brian Kelly stuff was I didn't believe him. The Shirzy was in reference to Roquan Smith.
I heard him when he went off on Shirzy's earlier in the program.
Oh, my God.
What is your interest? Is it just the word itself? Because people can't afford a real jersey.
And don't call me Shirzy.
Yeah. It's just a bad word, isn't it, Shirzy?
It's a portmanteau. Like shirt jersey. That's like those. It's clever.
But it's not clever.
I do like it, though. Now I like saying it even more.
I'm Shirzy, you do.
Yeah, Shirzy, the thing is, too, I know that at a young age, the little boys know when you're not getting them an actual jersey. Like, it's when the kid is 4, hey, look, here.
There's no reason, though, at that age.
Yeah, but then later on, they're like, no, I don't want this one. I want the real one. This isn't the real one. And they start to know, and that's I'm like, damn it. All right, well, I guess this con is over.
Yeah, that's not the case. When I grew up, we were happy with anything we got. We lived in a shoebox in the middle of the street.
We ate nothing but gravel.
My father would wake us up an hour early just to lick the road clean. That's the old Monty Python.
We walked uphill both to school and home from school.
Don't forget about the snow.
Dustin was getting pretty wound up about that Roquan Smith thing, though. He got a little animated.
About that Roquan, it's fine that he went?
Yeah, he's fine with that. He's not a big Roquan guy.
I think an animated version of Dustin would work well. Like a claymation Dustin, like stop action. You
know? I think it should be more of like, you know.
Japanese anime.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. It'd be funny.
Like Naruto running Dustin. Yeah.
I was a huge advocate of they should go ahead and get Jalen Carter and figure it out later.
Oh.
But
yeah.
I think I understood when people talked about the fact that they didn't have the structure, yeah. I guess, to hold him or whatever. But I was like, well, then what are you building? That was my point at the point. And now we see in retrospect, they're building a whole lot of nothing.
They weren't building anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. They did not.
Yeah.
Build
he is
that structure.
Their next head coach should be someone who can get Jalen Carter in the building and make the best out of him like yes. the Eagles have.
Yes.
Well, Todd Monken is here today.
We were talking about him. Here's what we're saying.
That's Dan's favorite.
He's local.
He's 58 years old. That means he was like 18 when the Bears won a Super Bowl. And he watched all of that and then all the fallout afterward and everything. You know what I mean? He kind of has a good idea.
He's not going to be fazed by any dysfunction because he's been exposed to it.
And he's from a family of coaches, like all those coaches.
Oh, yeah, and he's kind of an a-hole.
Well, so what?
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
People say that about you, buddy.
I'm warming to the idea of Todd Monken just because he is
he's a fellow spirit.
I don't know. He's just
fellow traveler.
When the worst thing you say about a guy is he swears too much and he's not that nice, and the best thing you say about him is he's incredibly flexible regarding what he does on offense based on who he has and what they do well.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think this is a big weekend for Todd Monken. I know he's interviewing today virtually because he's committed to the game plan, but it was a year ago that a lot of people in Baltimore, and it might not have been so sad to see Todd Monken go because the way he called that game, they lost. Got away from the running game. They abandoned that. They threw 16 to 20 passes in the first half. They lost, and Todd Monken's name was mud in Baltimore.
But guess what? He ain't had Derrick Henry last year, so things are should go
exactly.
Very
differently. I mean, remember Bobby Slowick? Remember when Bobby Slowick was the flavor of the day?
He's interviewing with the Jets, I think, today or tomorrow.
But he's not a hot candidate. Like, the bloom's off that.
If Todd Monken can bring Derrick Henry with him.
Oh, well. If you want to pay a running back, they could have had Saquon last year, you know.
Nick Sirianni is not exactly the greatest offensive coach ever brought into the league, but boy, he looks a lot better this year.
Yes, he does.
Saquon.
Well, the running back position has been revitalized. Those guys.
Well, the great running back.
I was going to say, you're talking about exceptions to the rule.
Yeah. No, look at Tampa.
No, you're right.
Bucky Irving. I mean, that guy.
And look at Joe Mixon and look at the running back
position had a comeback this year. It did. And I think that it's kind of related to this indirectly to what we're talking about, Roquan Smith. You can fall in love and get really in a trance about assigning positional value to certain spots. But you know what?
Great players.
Great players make you great regardless of the position.
Well, I mean, a great long snapper doesn't really. Oh, sorry, Pat.
You win, Dan.
Wow.
Sorry,
wow.
Pat.
Wow. Boy. Wow. What have you today?
Oh, what do we?
Who are you going after today?
What do we not have today? We have Dansby Swanson
what
at 11.
What expired soul will you attack today?
Oh, we'll find one. We have Joe Ostrowski at 11:25. We have High Noon at 11:40. Kevin Fishbane at noon. Mike Golick at 1. Ian Happ at 1:25.
Jam-packed.
And we're covering the search. We're going to coach stalk Todd Monken. We're going to have him, we'll go figure out, you know, who he is, what he sounds like, and have some fun with that. And man, this Kalen Kaler story is a bombshell. It is unbelievably detailed. And some of the quotes in there are so damning to the Chicago Bears.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay. Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.